Hi. So let us get into the rising signs for this Aquarius full moon. And I'll be starting with Aries to Virgo first, rising sign. So go check out what is your rising sign. Not your sun, your rising, please. But look at that. Gorgeous. So let us get into it. Aries rising. Okay, babe. This full moon's lighting up your 11th house. So if your friend group goals or what the hell am I even doing with my life feels like a glitchy Sims game, yeah, that's the vibe. You're getting clarity about your big dreams, but also maybe realizing who isn't coming with you. Let them exit stage left. To the left, to the left. Also, Mercury's finally going direct in your fifth house. So, dating, creativity, or convos with that one chaotic child, yours or someone else's, get smoother. Breathe. Taurus rising. Okay, so this moon is flashing a light on your 10th house, so like work, reputation, big boss energy. You might get recognition or a reality check. Meanwhile, your private self just wants to hide in bed with tea and Netflix, and the moon is like, nope, public moment. Let's go. Mercury's direct in your fourth, could finally smooth over house drama, family convos, or just help you say what you really need to. Be honest about your boundaries, they matter. To my Geminis, Gemini risings, your ninth house is lit. So your brain is doing backflips. Something about your beliefs, travel, or what you thought was true is shifting. Zoom out. You're overthinking things that just need faith and perspective. So, Mercury is finally out of your third house. So, words flow again. It texts that person back or finally say what's been stuck in your throat since July. Cancer! My Cancer risings. Oof. This one's deep, babe. Your eighth house is activated. Money fears, emotional entanglements. Maybe something spicy, intimate stuff too. So, you're not being dramatic, you're being honest about what's too much. Mercury's going direct in your second, so clarity about self-worth, money, it's finally landing. You can speak your value now. Do it. Do it. And then finally, Leo rising, main characters, of course. But this full moon is in your seventh house, relationship, something in your romantic or your BFF world is shifting. It's not about dimming your light, it's about checking if someone's blocking your damn spotlight. Mercury is going direct in your first, which means you're starting to make sense to yourself again. Thank goodness. Just try not to roar every time someone asks you how you are feeling. Virgo rising. Yes. All right, love. This moon is lighting up your sixth house, work, health, and your daily rhythm. Something you've been tolerating is done. Could be burnout, could be your body whispering or screaming for a change. Listen, listen, listen. Mercury is going direct in your 12th, so you might finally understand what your subconscious has been trying to tell you the whole damn retrograde. Wild, I know. So, hope you enjoyed that. Let's get into Libra to Pisces. Bye, go to part two.